Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest. There's something so thrilling about playing Chumba Casino. Maybe it's the simple reminder that with a little luck, anything is possible. ChumbaCasino.com has hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new game releases each week. Play for free anytime, anywhere for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are now listening to episode 9 of Advice from a Fuckboy. This is Clint Coley. You know who you're listening to. I still don't have any entrance music. Like, I still don't have no cut tracks, nothing. And all you motherfuckers out there that rap, like, look, okay, so I had people send me some music, all right? I don't just want a beat. I need somebody to make me a jingle. You know what I'm saying? Like, do I got to call Jamie at Jingles 2000? Like, if you don't get the reference, you suck. Anyway, I need somebody to make me a jingle, all right? Can somebody please make your boy a fuckboy jingle? That's what I need. I need a fuckboy. What would be a good fuckboy jingle? I need to know. You're now listening to Fuckboy. Right, this is why I don't rap, and this is why I don't have the jingle. I need you to make the jingle. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we are today's Tuesday, and we are 2 days out from Valentine's Day. We're 2 days out. Now I'm going to talk about Valentine's Day all week. I'm dropping a podcast every day. Not every day, but I'm dropping a podcast today. Tuesday. I'm dropping a podcast tomorrow. I got special guests. You know what I mean? And I'm dropping a podcast on Valentine's Day. You know? Because we gonna attack all everything that is Valentine's Day. You know? So first thing I want to do is I want to share some Valentine's Day stories. You know, I have my best Valentine's Day story, and then I have my worst Valentine's Day story. I'm gonna start with my worst one. My worst Valentine's Day, I had two. One was when my mom took me on a date, or my mom made me take her on a date for Valentine's Day. Now, you guys can listen to this and be like, oh, man, that's so cute. His mom took him on a date. No, it was not cute. It was not. Anybody that knows my mom knows nothing that she does is cute. All right. So my mom, I took her on a date for Valentine's Day. And my mom she's like, open the fucking door for me. You know, how you going to get with a woman? And you can't open the fucking door for me. I'm like, God damn, I'm 12. Like, you know what I mean? But yeah, so I took her to Chili's. She made me pay. She made me give her flowers. Like, it was a whole thing. And I just wanted to throw out there that women, your son is not your Valentine. Like, my mom had a man. That's what's made it worse. Like, she was still with my father at the time. Like, they were still married. And they were doing all right at that point too, I think, when I was 12. Yeah, my mom, she just was, yeah, you gotta, yeah, I wanna, you need to open doors, and you need to do this, and I'm like, yo, like, now women gonna hear this, and then y'all gonna be like, oh, well, she was training you, and I'm like, well, you know, look what she raised. I just don't believe that your kid is your Valentine. I'm sorry. I think fathers should definitely get their daughter something, and I know this may sound weird, but yeah, I think it's a double standard. I definitely think, like, if I had a daughter, I would definitely make sure that my daughter knew she was loved, and you know what I'm saying. But like, if I had a son, I wouldn't want my wife making this nigga do Valentine's Day shit. You know what I'm saying? I know that's weird. That's weird. You know. But, like, it was just so whack. Like, it was terrible, man. Like, my mom, she made me open the door. She made me pay at the damn register. She made me leave a tip. She made me pull out her chair. She made me hold her fucking hand. And I'm like, you know, and you 12. When you 12, you feel like you a grown-ass man anyway, you know? So it was like, ew, like, get off me, lady. Like, why are you? That's how I felt, man. I love my mom. I appreciate that, you know. But I was like, ew, like, nah, you know. Now, R. Kelly, on the other hand, he would like shit like that, you know. He thinks his mom is sexy. I don't think my mom is sexy. I think my mom's cute. I think my mom has a beautiful smile. And I get my smile from my mother. But I don't find my mom sexy. This date was, man. Mom, don't you ever do no shit like that again. If you ever have grandchildren, don't take your grandkids out. Don't do that. You know? Speaking of it, you ain't having grandchildren no time soon from me. You better ask Kiara. Kiara's my little sister, y'all. Hi, Kiara. Anyway. Speaking of my sister, man. I miss my sister, man. How you doing, man? I miss my little sister, man. She get on my fucking nerves, man. Y'all can follow her at Key Love. KEY_love. She get on my nerves, though, man. Because I was her Valentine Day at one point, too. I was her Valentine Day. I was her Valentine. I was my sister's Valentine. And anybody that knows me and my sister, we ain't affectionate. Like, me and my sister, we don't hug. We don't kiss on the cheek or nothing. Like, if I see her, she's like, hey, Clint. Or Clinton.
Lucky Land Slots, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
Well, hi. You know, she don't hug her brother. Maybe that's why I'm overly affectionate. If I'm with a woman, like, I'm overly affectionate. You know, that's probably why I like being a little spoon. You know, because I didn't get it when I was a kid. This is turning into me like venting. I'm not venting. I'm just saying you're to me, my immediate family is not my Valentine. My mom had a Valentine that year. My dad, he should have been the Valentine, not me, not me at all. You know. And then here's another worst Valentine's Day story. And the girl, she's probably listening to this. She's going to be like, oh, here he go. He going to bring this shit up again. Yeah, I'm going to bring it up. So I was dating this girl around, like, we started dating around, like, right before Christmas. So I would say around, like, late November, early December. I was working at AT&T at the time. She walks into AT&T store. She's mad at some other nigga, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I threw on the charm. Next thing you know, she was feeling me, right? So, you know, now that she's feeling me, we hanging out, we you know, we started fucking, and, you know, and then maybe like 2 weeks before Valentine's Day, like, I'm really starting to realize, like, how this shit really played out. 2 weeks before Valentine's Day, she hits me with, yo, I think we shouldn't be having sex anymore. And I'm like, what? Why not? You know, what's wrong with sex? You know what I mean? And she was like, you know, she hit me with, you know, I'm trying to get right with my spirit, make sure things is right with God, blah, 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 blah. Okay. So then a week before Valentine's Day, I'm like, yo, what you want to, you know, what we doing? What we doing? Because, like, when you're in that gray area of Valentine's Day, when you're in the gray area, all right, when you're, it's just you and her and y'all not together, but y'all talking, but y'all not, you know, it's weird. So you asked, so she asked, so I said, yo, so I had to ask. I said, instead of me assuming that we're doing something for Valentine's Day, I definitely asked. I said, yo, what are we doing for Valentine's Day? And she was like, yo, so I wanted to talk to you about that. Anytime somebody says, I wanted to talk to you about that, it's about to be some bullshit that follows. So next thing you know, we talking, and she's like, yo, I'm going on this cruise with my ex because I had already paid for it. In the back of my mind, I'm like, you going on a cruise with your ex? A cruise? A cruise? A cruise? I'm like, oh, man. I'm like, y'all, they fucking. There's no way. Listen, you can put any of my exes with me on a cruise ship. Any of my exes. I don't care who she is. We on a cruise ship. We out here seeing the sun go down over the fucking Caribbean water. Nigga, I'm fucking, there's no way I'm not fucking. No way. Am I right or wrong? I'm fucking. So she comes back from, she goes on the cruise. So I waited like a week to talk to her. I'm like, yo, man, was she on the cruise? Like, and I missed her too. That was the worst part about it. Like I was stuck. I ain't had no Valentine. I was dumb. And then she's like, she comes back and she was like, yo, like I'm getting back with my ex. And I was so hurt. And I was just like, why am I surprised though? Clint, you knew this. You knew this, Herm. For those of y'all, my name is Herman. First name's Herman. Herman Clinton Coley. You know, but Clint Coley. Anyway, you knew this, Herm. You knew this. You knew this. And I was just like, man, so. But with her and I, we're cool today. We're cool today. You know what I'm saying? But the fact of the matter is, like, yo, like that. Like, now, if a man would have did some shit like that, like, yo, girl, I'm going to go, you know, we can't celebrate Valentine's Day because I'm going to go with my ex, but on a cruise, my ex, but when I get back, it's just me and you, boo. Ladies, you're not falling for that. I don't give a fuck how old you are, whether you're 20, 21, 22. Now, in my defense, I was 20 when it happened, but that was dumb as fuck. Dumb as fuck. You know what I'm saying? And it's just, you know, that Valentine's Day, like, I remember, man, like, my boys was laughing at me. They was like, man, yo, you a sucker, man. My boy Mo used to call me a sucker. Yeah, man. And that's okay, you know. But this is why you got to have these awkward conversations. Now, let's talk about my best Valentine's Day. I had two really good Valentine's Day, too. One, I had a girl do the, pull the boomerang on me, you know, like she came to the door with nothing on but a trench coat and shit. I like that. That was cool, you know. And then she just started, like, she didn't even ask no questions. Like she was like, yo, come to the door. She texted me, says, yo, come to the door. Came to the door. It was really dark, so I didn't even really like see nothing. And then, next thing I know, she takes off her coat. I'm thinking she was out. She said she was out. She was lying. Or either she wasn't lying, or she rode in the car cold as fuck. I appreciate that. I fucking appreciate that. And the next thing you know, she had on the bra and the panties. And I said, oh, God. And I immediately got hard. She just started, you know. I'm going to spare y'all details. But, yeah, she did that. That was great. Another great Valentine's Day was I had two Valentines, and I paid for neither of them. I had two Valentines, and I paid for neither of them. I ain't buy neither of them shit. They bought me shit. That's pimp shit, baby. Nah, that didn't really happen. I'm I'm lying. No, my second best Valentine's Day though. I was in high school. And, you know, I think I was in 10th grade, and I like me and this girl. She's, you know, I mean, like, you know, I say vagina is not a gift for Valentine's Day, but that day it was. Skipped school, went to her house. We had awful sex because neither one of us knew what the fuck we was doing. And we laid there. That was the first time, like, I laid there with a woman. And it was crazy because I was so scared because I was like, yo, where your parents at? So here's the even funnier part of this story, right? So I lost my virginity on January 6, 2003. Don't ask me why I remember the day, but here's why I do remember the day. My dad, I never forget, man. Like, so my dad, I got suspended from school, and they send you a letter to your house after you get suspended. Like, hey, your child's been suspended, blah, 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 right? So I come home. So I was on punishment. So I come home like at like 7 o'clock at night. And my dad was like, why the fuck are you coming home so late? You in trouble. You on punishment longer. And my dad was like, yo, I'm, you know, he was like, yo, he was on some shit like, oh, so you just want to openly defy me and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, no. Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why I'm coming home late. And I told him why. And my dad was very proud of me. I said, Dad, my dad, like, it was like, well, my dad was like a 12-year-old. Like, my dad was like, it was like woman gossip. My dad was like, my dad sat me down and he was like, I want the details, blow by blow. What did you do? What did you do, Clint? You know, he asked me if I ate pussy. I told him, nah, I'm not there yet. Oh, he's like, oh, you will. You will. And when you do, you won't go back. That's my father, man. Shout out to Mr. Herb. Anyway. But yeah, so, but anyway, so her and I ended up doing that for Valentine's Day. That was fun. Did I get her anything? I mean, I think I got her a card or some shit like that. I remember, wait a minute. I remember one Valentine's Day when I was in school. Yo, I saved up my lunch money for 2 weeks. My dad used to give me $5 for lunch every day. Yes, I was privileged. Shut up. My dad gave me $5 for lunch every day. And yeah, I saved up $50, and I got this girl. I got her some flowers, and I got her a card. And this heifer had another nigga bring her. Yo, man, I'll never forget that. Man, oh man, her name is Latoya. Yeah, wow, Latoya Bryant. Yeah, I said her whole name. Damn, fuck you, Latoya. Anyway, I'm sorry. Oh, man. Now, you know, I want to know, do people still ask each other to be each other's Valentine? Like, is that a thing? Like, are you still asking somebody to be your Valentine? Like, are you saying, like, oh, yo, you want to be my Valentine? I think that's romantic. I think you should ask, fellas. You should ask. You know what I mean? I think that was part of the, like, remember when you were in high school, like, part of the part of doing, going to the prom that was dope was.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
You had to, it was getting up the courage to ask. Gotta ask her. Yo, you want to go to the prom? Yo, you want to go to the prom? Yo, you want to go to the prom? Like, I feel like you should still, like, a woman would be very, very happy if you asked her to be your Valentine. I believe that. I think you should. Fellas, if you like a girl, you should ask her to be your Valentine. You go ask her. Just be like, yo, baby, yo, you trying to be my Valentine? And she gonna look at you. And she gonna be like, she gonna be happy that you asked. See, you can't assume that you're somebody's Valentine this year. You can't assume that you're anybody's Valentine any year. But you really can't assume this year. I don't know why it's something special about 2019. I think that you should. Here's my thing. I think that Valentine's Day, people say it's overrated, they hate it, but everybody wants to feel special on Valentine's Day. Everybody, men, women, everybody wants to feel special. You could go ahead, ladies, you could go ahead and tell me that you flirt, that you going out with your homegirls, and you don't want that. That's not what you really want. You want some guy or some girl, whatever your sexual preference is, and fellas, same thing, some girl, some guy. You want somebody to acknowledge your love. And I don't want to hear this shit, you know, in my relationship, every day is Valentine's Day. That's bullshit. That's bullshit. I hate when people say every day is Valentine's Day in my relationship. It's not. You know damn well it's not. Because you know damn well next week that motherfucker get on your nerves. You know what I'm saying? Or you not scrambling or doing anything that could potentially make your relationship better. You're not doing it. Every day is not Valentine's Day. Every day is every fucking day. Every day is every day. Stop sitting here saying every day is Valentine's. That's not true. I don't know any man that spoils his woman 365 fucking days a year. And if you do, you a sucker. All right? She shouldn't get what she want every goddamn day. Here's the days that you, listen, fellas, here's the day we need, here are the days that we should go out of our way. Valentine's Day, anniversary, your birthday, Jesus' birthday, and that's it. That's it. Fuck all the other days. That's 4 days a year. Everything else, man, I'm not, no, man. No. No. And y'all probably listening is like, that's why you single now. You ain't, hey, well, it is what it is. You know? Every day is Valentine's Day. Now, the question is, who's supposed to ask? You know, like, not who's supposed to ask. Like, I feel like, you know, ladies, have you ever asked a guy to be your Valentine? If you listen to this right now, have you ever asked for somebody to be your Valentine? I want to know. Do you ask somebody, first of all, how would you want a man to ask you to be your Valentine? I know how I would want a woman to ask me to be my Valentine, to be, you know. Like, I would want a woman to you know, take a whiteboard. You know, I do the whiteboard and I got messages. I would like a woman to take a whiteboard and say, hey, Clinton, would you like to be my Valentine? I'd start blushing. Yeah, I'm dark. But my ass would turn red as fucking bashful from the seven fucking dwarfs. Like, you know? Ask me to be your Valentine. Ask me to be your Valentine. I need that. I want that. Can I have that? You know? Now, here's what I'm going to address. I know y'all been waiting for me to address this. Do men get gifts on Valentine's Day? Do men get gifts? I've gotten a gift. The best Valentine's Day gift I've ever got. I was dating this girl. I don't even think we was dating now that I look at it in hindsight. We wasn't dating. Anyway, but I thought she liked me. I don't think she does or did. But there was this brand Nubian record that I wanted. And she got that shit. Valentine's Day came. She got that shit. Speaking of that Valentine's, let me go back to that Valentine's Day. God damn, yo. I remember it was like a whole weekend. It was like a whole event. It was like a whole event that weekend. Like, I asked her if I could get Friday. Cause I think Valentine's Day that year fell on like a Sunday. So I asked her for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I was like, yo, can I get Friday, Saturday, Sunday? So Friday we went to a paint and sip, right? And this is when like paint and sips weren't like taboo. Like, this was like new. We went to a paint and sip. She got drunk and I had to take care of her the whole night, you know? Then the second night, this was weird, all right? So she thinks this was planned. She ended up meeting my mother, but it wasn't planned. She thinks it was. To this day, she'll be like, you wanted me to meet your mom. I'm like, nah. It was by accident. So we were supposed to, I had a show in Delaware that day, in Wilmington, Delaware. I'm in New York City. So we catch the bus down to Philly, because my boy, I never forget, my homeboy, I was staying at his crib, Jay, and the door was locked. And that nigga was knocked the fuck out. And I was like, yo, I got to get to Philly, though. I got to get to Delaware. So I was like, yo, we're going to go to Philly. I'm going to go to my mom's house, because I had clothes at my mom's house. Next thing you know, my mom was like, oh, you didn't tell me this chick was coming. I'm like, yes, I did. My mom likes interrogating women. I don't know why. So then next thing you know, her and my mom end up getting drunk together. And I do my show at the World Cafe Live in Wilmington. Had a great show. And we ended up staying at my mom's house that night. Now that I think about it, we stayed at my mom's house. And then after we stayed at my mom's house, we went to church in the morning. And then later that night, I took her to see Maxwell and Nas. And I ran into my ex at the Maxwell and Nas concert. That was awkward. That was awkward as fuck, actually. We just so happened to be sitting in the same section. Wow. That was weird. That was, oh man. She ain't never forgive me for that shit either. Oh man, I can see how that shit looked playing though. Damn. Now, you ever think that you was in the right in the story, then you replay the story in your head and you realize you was the problem? I'm listening to this story and I'm like, Clint, you ain't shit. I ain't shit. Whatever. You ain't shit either. No, I'm playing. But anyway, do men get gifts? Ladies, I want to tell you this. I want to say this on my podcast right now. Vagina is not a gift. Sex is not a gift. Please stop thinking that. Please stop thinking you're giving men pussy and think that that's the gift that keeps on giving. No. If that's the case, then every day is Valentine's Day. We should be fucking. Bottom line. And I'm tired of women thinking that it's a gift. It's not a gift. A gift is you going out and thinking of something and thinking of me and you do that shit. I don't want to hear that shit. I want real gifts. Like, I want edible arrangements at my house. If you need my address, you let me know. I'm accepting all edible arrangements this year. I want edible arrangements. I want, what else? What else? I want flowers that's going to die in like 4 days. I want chocolates. You can deliver me some candy. I be seeing wives giving it, but then again, you're right. You know, now that I think about it, I said I be seeing wives giving their husbands shit. I ain't nobody's husband. You know? You know what's the worst thing on Valentine's Day? When somebody that you don't want, like, it's like there's somebody you want to get you to do shit for and they don't do shit for you. But there's somebody you don't want to do shit for you, they do shit for you. I've had that. I get that. Like, I've had women that I'm like, I don't want nothing from you. Why are you sending me this? You know? It's weird. Like, a guy, and I know women are the same way. Like, a guy that you like, he don't send you shit. But the guy you don't like, he send you shit. And you mad as fuck. You not even accepted. You not even appreciative of the gift. You mad as fuck. You mad as fuck. So, yeah. There's that. What's the worst gift you've ever gotten on Valentine's Day? I want to know. You know the worst gift I've ever gotten on Valentine's Day? I had, this girl got me she got me a watch. But it was like a woman's watch. I don't know if that was her way of calling me a bitch. But she got me a woman's watch for Valentine's Day. You know what else? And I had another girl re-gift some shit. Like she was supposed, you could tell this was for somebody else. And he wasn't acting right. It was this big ass polo shirt. This polo shirt had to be like a 3X. And she was like, oh, you know, I can tell. I just, you know damn well I don't wear no fucking 3X. And this is not an era where we were wearing big shirts either. She was like, you know, no, you re-gifted this. And that's okay. You know, niggas ain't acting right. Shit, I'll take a regifted like PlayStation or something. You know, your man ain't acting right, ladies. Get that shit to me. Oh man. First of all, so my homegirl Pinky. Oh, what is it? It's Pinky 607, right? So Pinky, she's the owner of the Slutty Vegan Restaurant. It's a craze in Atlanta. She's dope. I remember she texted me. And she was like, Clint, do you, this was a random text. Like, she sends me a random text. She's like, Clint, do you know anybody that could want an Xbox or want a fitted, some fitteds and shit? Like, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what's going on? She's like, yeah, I found out my boyfriend has a wife. Wow. And she giving this nigga shit away, selling this shit. It's hilarious, you know? I got a question too. And this is for couples. You know, like couples, do y'all celebrate Valentine's Day? Like couples that's been in it for like 5, 6, 7, 10 years. Do y'all be like, you know what? This is a big day. Do y'all just not care? You know, like I feel like you know, when you're in a relationship, I feel like that, you know, I mean, I've never been in a relationship on Valentine's Day. Let's start there. I've always, every time Valentine's Day come around, like I'm always asked out, you know, shit, same thing this year. But I feel like if I was in a relationship, I feel like I wouldn't give a shit. But I want to know, couples, do you give a shit? Do y'all, is it a thing? Like, do y'all have to have, you know? So, like, for me, like, you know, I mean, my mom, she be making a big deal. Like, I know Mr. Freddie better get my mom something. But that's my mom. She crazy. But, like, Mr. Freddie, like, if he don't come through on Valentine's Day, you know what I'm saying? Like, what does it matter? In the grand scheme of things, that nigga still paying bills, you know? He just today ain't it. Man. Valentine's Day is about to have y'all fucked up out here, man. I can't wait to see it. I want to see the aftermath. I'm going to do a podcast. I'm going to have a podcast Friday. What happened on Valentine's Day? What happened? You know what I'm doing on Valentine's Day? I'm working. I'm going to be in Seattle telling jokes. That's what I'm doing on Valentine's Day. I got an excuse. I got an excuse. Comedy is always my excuse. Like, there's been times I don't want to see women, and I'll be like, yo, I got a show tonight, man. But then you have one girl who hits you with the, oh, you know, I'll come see the show. But I feel like a comedy club is no place for a woman. Like no place for a woman, like, who you're dating. And vice versa. Like, ladies, if you have a man, like, you don't, you know, don't bring that nigga there. You know, that is no place for somebody. They going to get mad. They gonna get mad. Like, women will see me after the show. They be like, "Oh, you so funny." Blah blah blah. That's not it. It's not it at all. So, ladies and gentlemen, today is my This is my first of many Valentine's Day episodes. I have very 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 special guests coming on this week. We gonna be talking. You know, I got my buddy Tahir Moore coming. He's coming this week. I got Big Daddy Kane. He's coming this week, and we gonna talk. You know, so here's the thing, y'all. I appreciate y'all continuing to listen to the podcast. I appreciate y'all continuing to share the podcast. Like, I'm having fun with this, man. This is probably like one of the best ideas I've ever had in my life. So thank you guys for constantly sharing it and constantly, you know, like, you know, giving me great feedback and let me know how you feel about the podcast. Blah 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 blah. I like that shit. So again, if you know somebody who's not subscribed or who's not on this podcast, let me know. Let me know. Or share this shit with them. Also, again, we need music, motherfuckers. All you rapping dudes, figure this shit out. Send me some tracks. I'll be waiting. All right? So, again, thank you guys for listening. I appreciate y'all. My name is Clint Coley. This is Advice from a Fuckboy. Don't let me ruin your Valentine's Day. Do what you want to do, champ. Don't let me fuck this up. You know, but also you should listen to what I'm saying, because I'll be telling y'all the truth and y'all don't want to hear that shit. If you want your relationship to don't listen. All right, y'all. Have a good day. Peace.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. Everybody needs some variety in life. That's what I love about Chumba Casino. They know how to keep things fresh and exciting. All their games are free to play, like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire. You can claim free daily login bonuses, too. And they release new games every week. So spice things up with ChumbaCasino.com now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway, fresh foods, local flavors.